join me, your host, Ashley Kissman, as we celebrate women in media and in music. Increasing feminist content on the airwaves, one song at a time. Let's just make a change. Why can't we turn the page? Make a safer. You and your thoughts are the only safer. Let's just make a change. Why can't we turn the page? You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Ashley Kissman. Thanks to Oswaldo for the awesome live broadcast that just happened here at the wonderful University of British Columbia. Thanks, Oswaldo, for the shout out. It sounded awesome. Great. So stay tuned to me. We're back in studio right now for the next hour of What Pink Sounds Like. And I've got lots of great music to listen to, including Grace Jones. She is back. You heard me. Her 10th studio album called Hurricane is out, and I'm going to play it for you. You may recognize this Jamaican-American model, singer, and actress from such films like Conan the Destroyer. Yes, this is the original, of course, with Arnold Schwarzenegger. And James Bond film A View to Kill. That was back in the 1980s. I don't know what James Bond that was. I can't keep up. But this style and music icon from the 70s has refashioned herself on this new album to include dubstep and dancehall sounds that are quite different from the Studio 54 disco beats from her past. The album Hurricane proves that Grace Jones is some sort of crazy genius, because after 19 years, she still knows how to work it. Here it is, Grace Jones with the track This Is Life off of her album Hurricane, right here on CITR.
My weapon of choice.
Thank you. touch my body, babe. The mercury begins to rise. My atoms are dancing so fast, babe. There's a fire burning deep inside. Don't move too quick, I might burn your skin. And we're gonna need that for later, baby. Make me wanna scream, scream, scream. Oh, scream. When you touch my body, babe, my mountains reach their peak. My earth gets a sticky doing it. Only you do, 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 do it. Reach out your tongue. My condensation is ripe and ready for the save. Fast flick or slow. Ooh, baby, you won't know when my head begins to tremble. Make me wanna scream.
And that was Saida Baba Taliba, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. And I have to say, I absolutely love her. I was reading the latest issue of Exclaim magazine, which is free on newsstands just for you. And it's the one with Beirut on the cover, and she is in it. And I love the headline, you know, of the little article about her. It's called "The Swagger of Saida Baba Taliba," because I think this woman does have a lot of swagger, and her blend of soul, rock, and funk is truly addicting. Her sensual voice and sexual lyrics are mature, controlling, and you can tell she means business. This is a very grown-up album. She's from Toronto, and this R&B and soul singer, you know, they're a rare breed in the Canadian music scene, but, you know, she is definitely one that's going to stick around for quite some time. Her album, Scream, is raw and real, and that was the title track, Scream. Currently, she is touring the country with country artist Johnny Reid. Quite the duo. I wonder why they chose to do that. To check out more about her and stream her album, go to the website sbtmusic.com. That's her initials, sbtmusic.com. And I will include that information on my blog, whatpinksoundslike.com, just for you. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the wonderful University of British Columbia. Up next is Erica Badu, who was recently in the news because she was reported as saying she wanted to be a midwife. I guess she's already a doula, which is an assistant to a midwife, but now she wants to be the real deal. Oh, Erykah Badu, when will you cease to amaze me? She's also rumored to be coming out with a new music, new album this fall. It's going to be a little more dancey, a little more up-tempo than some of her previous work. So stay tuned to that, because you know that's going to be pretty cool. Until then, though, I'm going to give you with one of her hits from her last album, New America Part 2, Return of the Ink. Here is Window Seat, right here on CITR.
Want to know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
And that was the artist Bahamadia. Older album from the 90s, actually. Bahamadia was a group of hip-hop ladies, and I always love playing the old-school stuff every now and then. And that was the track Philadelphia featuring Dwele, which is a R&B artist. Also kind of got a start in the 90s, but has made some albums since then. A little smoother track for you there. And then before Bahamadia was Erykah Badu with the track Gone, Baby Don't Be Long, off her previous album, New America Part 2, Return of the Ink. And I am just itching to see what that lovely woman does next, because you know it's going to be good. Anyways, guys, you're listening to What Pink Sounds Like here on CITR. I'm Ashley Kissman. We're celebrating women in media and in music. Up next, Forest City Lovers by request. This request goes out to Andrew, who usually says he listens at work. Well, Andrew, get back to work. But until then, wait on for the song. This is Tell Me Cancer by Forest City Lovers off their album Carriage.
Dear brother, how are you defend all the bodies that you left there under sentiment? Tell me, cancer, on who can I rely when the doors are swung open and closed as opportunity walks by. We'll be right back.
and that was Ostra with Lose It off their album Feel It Break. And before that, we had Adele with Set Fire to the Rain off her critically acclaimed album 21. Of course, lots of music websites and blogs are already saying that it's one of the best albums of 2011. And before that, a request by Andrew for Forest City Lovers. And that was the track Tell Me Cancer. So this next group I'm going to play for you is known as Tassio Mansi. But did you know that Tassio Mansi is the divination, or fortune-telling method that interprets patterns in tea leaves? It's always interesting how music groups come up with their names, I think. It also is the name of these twins and musical duo, Romy and Sari Lightman, from Halifax. Formerly known as Ghost Bees, they changed their name when their musical style changed. And on this latest album, Yula Lumi, they called on the help of Timber Tambor's Taylor Kirk to really bring out the texture of their new sound. So this is Tassio Mansi. Check it out on their MySpace page. This is Healthy Hands Will Mourn You right here on CITR.
Men and by lion, with his head held high. Goodbye, men and by lion. Goodbye, lions. Oh, a tongue to greet the. Walked into the room.
Good magazine article.
Discorder is that magazine published by CITR 101.9 FM. In it, you'll find reviews of concerts and albums, stories about bands and artists, comics, and more, including a comprehensive guide to CITR's programming.
In the September issue, read up on local thrashers Joyce Collingwood, Busy Blues Babes The Pack AD, and the long-awaited debut album from Lost Lovers Brigade.
Discorder is available all over the fine city of Vancouver. For a complete list of distribution locations, why not go online to discorder.ca.
Was Louise Burns with Drop Names, Not Bombs off her album Melodrama. And before that was Tassio Mansi with My Healthy Hands Will Mourn You off their MySpace page. Check them out. They were also in this month's issue of Exclaim magazine, which is free. You know what's also free is Discorder, of course, RCITR's monthly music magazine. So definitely want to check that out. It's on newsstands right now. It's got Joyce Collingwood on the cover for your pleasure. So some of you may be familiar with the artist Saint Vincent, which is actually Annie Clark, and records under the name Saint Vincent. She has her third studio album out. It's called Stranger Mercy, and Pitchfork gives this album a 9 out of 10, saying its genius stems from its weirdness. Go figure. Indeed, this petite Dallas native has some darker moods on this album, but it's getting a lot of praise. So let's give it a listen. This is Surgeon off her album Stranger Mercy.
summer on my back. A mother attack. Staying just to get along, get along, get along. Turn off the TV, wait in bed. A blue and a red. A little something to get along, get along, get along, get along, get along, get along. Best friend is searching.
In Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM presents Cava Radio. Join host Teddy Smooth as he explores the chimerical, the hysterical, the phantasmagorical world of burlesque and cabaret. Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM brings you Cava Radio.
On and on and on and on, but it's not enough to not get along. And when you see my face and you see it's changed, you can't replace. And all the years we can be erased.
I'm
explain why there's nothing wrong with long goodbyes. If we could only keep our mouths and our eyes dry.
Does the color pink sound like? Is it hip hop?
Play a shot, it don't matter. I'm fatter, axe butter, how I zone.
Man, Cleopatra Jones.
And I'm chill like that. I'm chill. Like
it's rock.
I know you can.
Or maybe it's country.
Oh, when won't you blow up? I go for tonight. I have.
It's jazz. It's electronic. Join me, your host, Ashley Kissman, every Tuesday during your lunch hour from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. on CITR to discover what pink sounds like, celebrating women in media and in music. Well, guys, that brings me to about the end of my show. Almost. I've got a couple more songs that I'm going to fit in before Linda takes over with Give 'Em the Boot for some Italian music, bringing you in the next hour here on CITR. I just want to give a quick shout out to my girl Sally for letting me know about this kind of fun event that her and her cousin, I guess, are kind of organizing. So she's calling out to all hockey fans. This is what it kind of reads. If you've ever been opening your closet kind of post the Canucks disaster and you're looking at your jersey and you just really want to wear it again, you just can't wait to wear it again, whether you're a Canucks fan, a Flames fan, any hockey team, they're calling everyone to put on that hockey jersey of yours September 16th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Apparently, just put on your jersey, feel the love of the hockey season coming at us pretty darn soon. So there you go, little happy social event for everyone to take part in, wherever you are. So there you go. Thanks, Sally, for letting me know about this kind of fun event. Anyways, guys, I'm going to leave you with some Hannah Gorgas. But stay tuned next week to What Pink Sounds Like. We'll have lots more music to celebrate, lots for women in media to talk about. As always, go to whatpinksoundslike.com if you want to learn more about any of the artists I played on the show or just want to see any of my rants and raves for the week. Thanks, guys, for listening. We'll see you later.